AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Pope Francis is ending his visit to Cuba.
Deseo un feliz año jubilar.
Celebrating Mass at Cuba's holiest shrine in Santiago. Hours from now, his plane will touch down at Andrews Air Force Base in the Washington area, and President Obama will be there to greet him. AP White House correspondent Mark Smith.
Aides say Obama shares in the Capitol's sense of excitement over the Potter's visit. He, the First Lady, Vice President Biden, and his wife Jill will all motorcade out to Andrews to greet Francis. Obama often helicopters to the base for out-of-town trips on Air Force One, but today he's driving because the South Lawn, where the Hilo lands here, is set up for tomorrow's White House welcome ceremony.
Francis will address Congress on Thursday and then move on to New York and Philadelphia, where he'll join what organizers called the largest gathering of Catholic families in the world. A stunner from Volkswagen. 11 million of its diesel vehicles around the world are fitted with software that's intended to defeat U.S. smog testing. Experts say this isn't a safety problem, but it is a black eye for VW. Jim Henry with Auto Finance News says the company can recover from this, but it's got to walk a fine line.
If they treat people with kid gloves, if the owners feel like, okay, they had a problem, but they're stepping up to the plate and they're taking care of it, they could actually turn it into a virtue. Might be hard to see that outcome right now, but it's certainly possible.
VW says it's trying to win back trust, putting aside billions to fix these vehicles. Retired Army General David Petraeus is apologizing again for sharing classified information with his biographer and mistress. He's been testifying publicly before Congress for the first time since resigning as CIA director. This is AP Radio News. Republican presidential candidate Ted Cruz was on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert talking about a whole bunch of issues, including gay marriage, when some in the audience started to boo him. Listen to what Colbert said to them as Cruz spoke.
I believe in democracy, and I don't think we should
trust... Guys. However you feel, he's my guest, so please don't boo him.
Colbert calling for civility on The Late Show. Meanwhile, Cruz's rival Carly Fiorina was on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon, serenading the audience with a song about her lazy dog, Snickers.
My name's Snick, and I'm lazy. Please don't take a walk with me. I'd rather stay right here at home instead. I want to lie back down in my nice warm bed. My name's Snick, and you're gonna have to carry me.
Meanwhile, Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker ended his campaign yesterday, saying the Republican presidential race has gotten nasty. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
So you're running out of closet space. The good news? You don't need to stop shopping. You just need to start selling with The RealReal. The RealReal is the world's largest and most trusted resource for authenticated luxury resale. Whether it's that mini bag that can't even fit your phone, or those boots you never fully broke in, The RealReal handles everything from photography and copywriting to shipping and pricing. So you can just sit back, get paid, and make room for things that actually feel like you. And with 10,000 plus new arrivals every single day from top designers like Prada, Celine, Louis Vuitton, and Loewe, all for up to 90% off retail, you're bound to find something perfectly on brand to fill that extra closet space with. Plus, right now, you can get an extra $100 to shop when you sell for the first time. Make room for what feels like you. Go to TheRealReal.com to start selling and get your extra $100 to keep shopping at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.